Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. We have a great show lined up for you today. In the first hour, the guest, Joe Marchant, a superb, really superb book she wrote, Cures, talking about mind over body and how your mind can really help you control your body, help you do away or at least mitigate disease. She's in from London, England. She's a PhD in genetics and medical microbiology, has written on everything from future of genetic engineering to underwater archaeology for the New Scientist, Nature, the Guardian, Smithsonian. She is a marvelous, marvelous writer, Cure, a journey into the science of mind over body. A crown book is what she wrote, and she will be our guest at the bottom of this hour. At the bottom of the second hour, many of the stations only carry 1 hour. Sometimes you have to leave and want to get it back. You can always go to RadioMD.com and by Tuesday, certainly, most times by tonight, they have a podcast of both shows available. You don't have to do anything. You just log on to RadioMD.com, go to the archives, look for You, the Owner's Manual, and you can find all our shows back 15 years. But in the second hour, another great guest, Mark Hyman. It's climbing the Amazon list. It's number, I believe, 8 as we start the show. Eat Fat, Get Thin. That's not in medical books. That's of all books. Eat Fat, Get Thin. Why the fat we eat is key to sustained weight loss and vibrant health. Mark and I are both at the Cleveland Clinic, but I'm going to challenge him a little bit on some of the areas. We agree on many of them. Eat Fat, Get Thin, wonderful book also. And we've got great stories. Of course, in that second hour, we have my favorite guest always, Gary Ginsberg, What's Toxic, What's Not. He's going to talk about 4 very interesting subjects, one of which, is it the mosquito pesticide that's causing the microencephaly, encephalopathy after Zika? Roundup, the pesticide is under fire since leading cancer agencies called it a carcinogen. How much is in the food you eat? Mercedes has followed Volkswagen. Its diesel is also cheating pollution tests. It's ridiculous. Is German engineering getting around the tests? Shouldn't be. German engineering has always been thought of as excellent, but now it seems like both Volkswagen and Porsche, their subsidiary, and now Mercedes and its subsidiaries seem to be trying to get around the tests, or at least that's what Gary Ginsberg will talk about. And is that sawdust in your Parmesan cheese? The answer, yes, and how to avoid it if you want to. And maybe you shouldn't avoid it. Maybe sawdust is good for your gut. Those are the stories from Gary Ginsberg in the second hour, and that's obviously a sensational hour. In the first hour, we're going to talk about the Zika virus. Yes, it is sexually transmitted. 16 cases now appear. So it appears to be able to be sexually transmitted, and it doesn't require mosquitoes having sex. It's you and someone else who got the Zika. And remember, 80% of the people who get the Zika virus don't know it. We'll come back to that in a few seconds. Well Beyond Wellness, what's the dose? Pot tourists wind up in Colorado ERs about twice as commonly as native Coloradinians, I hope that's a word, as native people from the city, from Colorado, if you will, that is of Colorado citizens compared to tourists. Tourists are twice as likely to end up with a marijuana-related illness as the native citizens. And the question is, what's the dose? Is it a dose, not lack of knowledge? And that's what we think. It's because the FDA, which tells you what the acceptable low and high doses are for safety, hasn't been involved in adjudicating the doses of pot that we should take. The questions for me, I don't drink coffee. Should I start? We'll come back to that. Latino youth in California, there's a significant rise in psychiatric hospitalizations among Latinos. Why and what can we do about it? Or is it just helping to treat it? And we know there are overdose deaths from opiates or narcotics, but now there's a surge in opiate deaths from anti-anxiety drugs. And an interesting one, college-age binge drinkers have higher blood pressure. Why? We'll talk about that too. And my favorite, because it is such a positive, the health benefits of chocolate. Yes, you need dark chocolate, but there are a lot of benefits. And it seems to be due to the flavanols in them, the same things that decrease prostate cancer. And that's another story. Just six habits decrease prostate cancer lethality, that is the deadly forms of prostate cancer, by over 30%, maybe over 60%. And one of them is the same thing that gives the health benefits of chocolate. That is the flavanols that you get with lycopene or the tomato sauce. So what are the six habits? Exercising 30 minutes a day. No tobacco. Those are normal. Everybody knows those. Eating 7 servings of tomato sauce a week. The fourth one is avoiding more than 3 servings of processed meats a week. The fifth one, having 1 serving of non-fried fish a week. And the last one is eating 7 fruits or vegetables a week. So those are the 6. You do those, you have at least a 30% chance and maybe a 75% chance of having less prostate cancer by 30 to 75%. Let me say that right. If you do those 6 things, prostate cancer will be virtually 1/3 to 1/6 as common as in people who do even one of those habits incorrectly or don't follow the healthful one of those habits. Judge in New York City can fine chains that don't post salt warnings. Is this the nanny state or is this a good thing? And maybe we should have Bloomberg running for office again. And the Well Beyond Wellness segment, how to stay healthy while traveling the globe. Those are the great stories this week. And let's get right into the one. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We're a passionate show that helps you take control of your health so you can live at the highest point possible. And by the way, I will get to the breakthrough story on cancer later on in this hour. Let's first go. It's sexually transmitted. 80% of people who get it don't know they have it. What does that mean? Well, it means it will get very widespread. If you just have to eradicate mosquitoes and these tropical mosquito-borne diseases, well, you know you have it when you get bitten, or at least you've got a likelihood of having it, and you know to avoid mosquitoes, and you know to wear long clothing, etc. But now, we've got confirmation in 16 people that it's been transmitted only sexually. That is, they have no contact any other way, and they get the disease. What does that mean? Well, it means it's going to go wild in the United States. That's right. Unfortunately, once it gets to have people who don't know they have it, can have sex with someone else, and it get transmitted to the new person or get transmitted to someone who has never had a mosquito bite or hasn't even lived in one of those areas, it's going to go wild in the United States. You've been listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. We hope you stay well and come back right after the break. We'll be here.
Bye. Packing for a trip? I know that many travelers like you wish there were more options to stay healthier and happier away from home. Enter Even Hotels with a wellness-savvy staff, a best-in-class fitness experience, healthier food choices, and natural, relaxing spaces. There's no excuse to miss your workout there with fitness options for core, cardio, and strength from their best-in-class athletic studio to the in-room training zone. Eat well while on the road with an abundance of simple, natural, good choices, including customized menu items, freshly prepared food for specific diets, and healthy grab-and-go items. Enjoy premium amenities to wash away the stresses. And finally, at the end of every day, you can rest easy on their premium sleep system that features natural eucalyptus linens and pillow choices to accommodate every type of sleeper. If you can't stay with them at one of their locations, enjoy helpful tips from their wellness travel site, wellwellwell.com. Discover Even Hotels.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bold, original or cheese mixes to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Any daughter would do the same. But soon enough, he needed help doing more things. And it was up to me to be his personal shopper and financial manager, too. And before I knew it, Dad moved in with me. So I became his cook, his personal assistant, his physical therapist, and even his nurse. When I started taking care of Dad, I didn't realize all the roles I'd have to play. But no matter what, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the many roles you play. And to help, we created an online caregiving resource center. At aarp.org/caregiving, you can find resources and connect with the caregiving community. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to learn more. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Fact: all probiotic bacteria strains are not created equal, and Natron is the only brand that cultures its own strains in-house for unparalleled quality and potency. The reasons why this makes Natron's Healthy Trinity the world's best triple-strain probiotic are endless, so we let our satisfied customers do the talking.
Hi, I'm Shirley from Lomita, California. I heard a commercial on the radio about Natron Healthy Trinity, so I called. Before that, I had gone to 3 gastroenterologists, and nothing helped me. As soon as I tried Natron Healthy Trinity, everything changed, and within 2 weeks, I experienced complete relief. I'm so pleased with your product, and I'll be taking it the rest of my life. Thank you so much.
For a limited time, you can try Healthy Trinity risk-free for 90 days. Plus, the first 20 orders get free second-day express delivery. So call toll-free right now. 1-866-4-NATREN. That's 1-866-4-NATREN. Or visit natron.com and enter promo code RADIOMD. That's natron.com, promo code RADIOMD.
There's more of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Presented by the Radio MD Network.
Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, a passionate show that helps you take control of your genes so you can live at the highest point possible. The story this week, in addition to that story about Zika being sexually transmitted, what does that mean you should do to prevent it? Well, don't go where there are mosquitoes. That is, I still think we should avoid the southern parts of this hemisphere of North America and South America hemisphere. And should avoid, if you will, even the south of the United States when the weather is hot. And remember, do everything you can to get rid of standing water around your house, near your house, those tires where water gathers, etc., are great breeding grounds for mosquitoes. And then you're going to have to start wearing longer clothes, getting a little warmer, and make sure in the summer you put on Primethoprin as something you can put on your clothes without it causing you a problem. And if I was pregnant, yeah, I'd stay in a lot more if I were pregnant, especially, I would do it the full time of pregnancy. What's happening in questions? This one is a question for Dr. Mike. Chances, I don't drink coffee, should I start? And that came out of the discussion we had about coffee several weeks ago, that it, if you will, it is the most common antioxidant we take, but it probably isn't the antioxidant properties. That is only the antioxidants that are in our cells. Glutathione, SOD, and catalase are really important for us. The antioxidants we eat, it's the polyphenols in them that induce the in-cell antioxidants that are key. So the reason that I bring that up is coffee probably gives us more antioxidants in America than anything else, but maybe bananas. And coffee may have overtaken bananas, as I understand it. But should you start it? Well, what we know for a fact is that if you're a fast metabolizer of coffee, and approximately 88% of Americans are, you get benefits that clearly outweigh risks. How do you know if you're a fast metabolizer? You don't get headaches with a 12-ounce cup. You don't get gastric upset or anxiety. And you don't get abnormal heartbeats. So if you're one of those fast metabolizers who don't get those things, then you get the benefits of a reduction in cancer, 20 to 30% reduction in 9 cancers, including breast cancer and brain cancer, a 20 to 40% reduction in type 2 diabetes, and a 40%+ reduction in dementia and in Parkinson's disease if you have 6 or more cups a day. So I'm going to pause now and have a sip of coffee so you could hear that, and I hope you did hear it, but I hope you have coffee while you're listening to the show too if you're a fast metabolizer. Should you start? If you don't, are you missing the health benefit? No, Dan Hensrud answered this question actually best to one of the people from the New York Times Well blog was asking him that question, as well as someone who asked me. And Don Hensrud said, it's an individual decision, and you shouldn't feel as though you're missing out on, if you will, a huge health benefit. It does have a health benefit, but if you don't like it, my goodness, it's not worth it. In fact, he's right. It's unnecessary, but it does slow aging for you who are fast metabolizers, and it does help your memory long-term as well as your processing speed short-term. So I don't think there is any question. There are benefits. Should all of us do it? Maybe, or maybe just a few of us. But my wife, who had never drank coffee, is now drinking it, and I think that's another thing that all of us should do. What about the health benefits of chocolate? Another question. Well, we now know another health benefit of chocolate. That is, there are plenty of health benefits. It decreases the risk of heart disease. It decreases the risk of cognitive dysfunction. And how great? Well, coffee is about a 6-year event. That is, 6 cups of coffee you function, your memory function, as though you're about 6 years younger. That's the same as from the Automega 900 milligrams of DHA taken a day. What about if you have chocolate? How much does it do that? Well, we don't have good data on chocolate because it's too easy to obtain. It's too tough to give to do intervention trials with it. But there have been some studies in animals. So I'm going to go over a little bit of that, and I hope you'll pardon me for the animal studies, but we'll come back to another great animal study. So this is research when you combine intake and you do cognitive tests, that is testing of memory, testing of visual spatial abnormality, testing of a whole bunch of cognitive tests. The people who were given these with chocolate actually improved their functioning. How much? Well, we don't know how much because this was an epidemiologic study. In animals, the mice seemed to run the mazes when they were given dark chocolate in the equivalent of about 2 ounces a day for humans. The equivalent of that, they ran about 15% faster in the long run. But it had to be habitual, that is, everyday chocolate. And they looked after the equivalent in human years of about 2 months. Now, what kind of chocolate? Well, it turns out there's only 7 to 15% of cocoa and milk chocolate, 30 to 82% in dark chocolate. Put it another way, 100 grams of dark chocolate has approximately 100 milligrams of flavanols, the active ingredient, as opposed to the same in the same amount of 100 grams of milk chocolate has only 15 milligrams. So sevenfold increase by getting dark chocolate on average. And as you know, I take Feathernest. I've written about this. Feathernest, F-E-A-T-H-E-R-N-E-S-S chocolate. That is, it's 22 calories of the cocoa nubs. Actually, it's the cocoa nubs, which means they get the saturated fat out, and all they're giving you is the healthy part of the cocoa. It has a little bitterness, but not much. And they don't add chocolate to it, and they don't add sugar to it, or very little. So 22, if you want, those 22 calories that you get in one of those Feathernest eggs or discs. I have three of them a day. They're wonderful. When we come back, we're going to talk with Joanne Marchant, the excellent and wonderful writer who has written a book on talking about CURE. That's the name of the book, CURE, C-U-R-E, A Journey into the Science of Mind Over Body, published by Crown. She's calling us from London, so I hope you'll pay attention. It's wonderful information. She talks about how you can use your mind to help your body. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Did you know your eyes have hidden connections to your overall health? The Eye Care Revolution, an easy-to-read analysis of vision and health by Dr. Robert Abel Jr., is an authoritative guide that explains natural and conventional methods to prevent and even reverse many common vision disorders like cataracts, glaucoma, dry eye, macular degeneration, and diabetes-related vision loss. From high-tech laser treatments to centuries-old Asian remedies, the Eye Care Revolution, with a foreword by Dr. Mehmet Oz, provides amazing nutritional, herbal, herbal, homeopathic, and conventional methods to improve your eye health and overall health and wellness. Dr. Abel shares breakthrough information about eye strain, new developments in LASIK surgery, discusses how computers and texting are affecting our eyes, what you need to know about your children's eyes, the easy way to administer eye drops, antioxidant must-haves for your eyes, alternative therapies, and so much more. Order The Eye Care Revolution by Dr. Robert Abel Jr. on Amazon.com. That's The Eye Care Revolution.
I'll never get used to these 10-mile runs. They are taking so much time out of my day.
Are you training for a marathon or something?
Diabetes runs in my family, and I heard if you lose lots of weight, you can prevent it. So I started running like crazy, and I cut my calories big time.
Oh, get real. You don't have to knock yourself out to prevent diabetes. My doctor said it's the small lifestyle changes you make that matter, because it's easier to stick to them.
Wow, really?
It worked for me. 6 months ago, I started walking a lot, and I stopped eating the fried stuff. I've lost 10 pounds. My doctor said I'm doing great.
I'll have to ask my doctor about this. I'd love to get my life back.
Talk to your healthcare provider. Losing a small amount of weight by being active 30 minutes, 5 days a week, and eating healthier can prevent type 2 diabetes. To get your free game plan for preventing type 2 diabetes, call 1-800-438-5383. This is a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the National Diabetes Education Program.
Are you suffering from hidden allergy symptoms such as lack of focus and fatigue? How about bloating, joint pain, headaches, or anxiety? Hi, I'm Dr. Suzanne Bennett, natural allergy and wellness expert. I have condensed over 25 years of my clinical experience into my new book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover, a simple program to eliminate allergies and restore vibrant health from the inside out. This book is for anyone who wants more energy, more mental clarity, a powerful body, and to live allergy-free. I am offering 4 free gifts when you order my book today through Amazon or Barnes & Noble. For more information, go to drsuzanne.com/book. Again, that is drsuzanne.com/book to jumpstart your healing today.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Any daughter would do the same. But soon enough, he needed help doing more things, and it was up to me to be his personal shopper and financial manager, too. And before I knew it, Dad moved in with me. So I became his cook, his personal assistant, his physical therapist, and even his nurse. When I started taking care of Dad, I didn't realize all the roles I'd have to play. But no matter what, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the many roles you play. And to help, we created an online caregiving resource center. At aarp.org/caregiving, you can find resources and connect with the caregiving community. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to learn more. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
RadioMD.com. It's your life, your health, it's your show. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. I told you we had a sensational show today lined up, and we do, and one of the reasons it's so sensational is this guest we have, Joe Marchant, is the author of Decoding the Heavens, shortlisted for the Royal Society Prize. She has a PhD in genetics and medical microbiology and has written on everything from the future of genetic engineering to underwater archaeology for The New Scientist, Nature, The Guardian, and Smithsonian. Appeared on numerous shows. Her new book, Cure, it's a wonderful book. It is a book you should read because it is the journey into the science of mind over body. And she's here with us today, calling in from London. Joe, thank you very much. The book Cure, how did you happen to call it Cure?
Well, Cure is really a description of a concept, an idea, if you like, this idea that the mind can heal us. And people get very fascinated with this idea. It's a very controversial question. You get sort of claims of miracle cures on one side. You have skeptics on the other side saying the mind plays no role at all in health. So the cure is really encapsulating this idea that I wanted to investigate by really digging deep into the scientific research and finding out what the science really tells us about what the mind can do for our health.
Now, how did you happen to get into this? I mean, you write so beautifully. How did you happen to learn how to write?
How did I learn how to write? I don't know. I just try and write from the heart, if you like. If I interview a scientist and I'm excited about an idea, or if I interview a patient and I'm moved by their story, I suppose I just try and think about what is it that moves me? Why do I care about this thing that I'm trying to write, and really try and convey that on the page. And obviously you put the facts and figures in as well, but for me it's really about the story and being moved by something. And it's up to readers to judge whether they like the results or not, but that's the approach I usually take.
Well, I do like the results. The book Cure is a fast read, fascinating, great stories. Let's talk about one of the stories that occurred at the Cleveland Clinic, which is where I work, so that's why I'm bringing it up, and shows a placebo response, which obviously you can get a total lot of health from what we call placebo responses. So this is a study of cardiac surgery, and the Weinberg procedure was a procedure where they would implant coronary arteries, not hook them up like they do now, but this is, they would cut little, if you will, perforated holes in the pericardium, and you'd stick a vessel through there and hope that the vessel would generate abnormal or collaterals off of it that would provide blood flow to the rest of the heart. Turns out that when it got studied scientifically, there was no increase in blood flow, yet 65% of people got a cure of their chest pain. And the only reason that we know about this is they did something in that day that you couldn't do now, because we now get all kinds of approvals from patients before we operate on them. But in that day, they randomized them to either the Weinberg procedure or just opening the chest and closing it with no surgery on the heart being done. And the incredible thing is opening and closing was as effective as was the actual Weinberg procedure, and that led to, if you will, that placebo-controlled study, which still got 65% of people were benefited from it, lack of pain, still got, if you will, did away with the Weinberg procedure. So, Joe, is this an example of a placebo response, or is it something else?
Yeah, this is a classic example of the placebo response. So it's the idea that people can receive treatment and often they will feel better even if it turns out that that treatment was fake. It had no active ingredient at all. And often we think of like pills, you know, sugar pills as a placebo, but it can be any kind of treatment. So surgery, as you mentioned, you can even have placebo acupuncture, for example, where you might put needles in the wrong places and they don't fully penetrate the skin. And it's traditionally been thought of as a bit of an illusion, you know, so often skeptics will say, well, you know, a lot of people will get better anyway with time, you know, regardless of what treatment they received, or maybe these people just think they're better even when they're not, or perhaps they're just saying they're in less pain to sort of please their doctor. And all of those things undoubtedly do occur, but what scientists are finding now that I think is really fascinating is that as well as all of that, there's something else going on, which is that when people respond to placebo, you see measurable biological changes in the brain, especially in the body, which are very similar to the changes that are caused by drugs. So if you take a placebo painkiller, for example, that can trigger the release of endorphins in the brain, these natural pain-relieving chemicals, which opioid drugs like morphine and heroin are designed to mimic. So when you take a placebo and your pain is eased, you haven't imagined that. It's not all in your mind. It's actually occurred through exactly the same biological mechanism that a drug would work through.
And is that, if you will, that mind over body, how common is that, and do you have to believe in it In other words, you have to believe, if you're going to have the sham acupuncture and get a placebo response, you have to believe it's in the right spot or it's going to work. Or is there any, can you predict who will be a placebo responder for specific treatment before they start the process?
There's a lot of research going into exactly this question right now, partly because drug companies want to understand it so that they can perhaps eliminate placebo responders from their trials, because they're finding it very difficult to get new painkillers through trials at the moment because placebo responses are so strong. And, of course, if we can understand placebo responses, perhaps we can start to harness those to benefit patients. It turns out that placebo responses are really tricky. They change. You know, depending on the circumstances, you can have 0% of people responding or 100% of people responding. It varies in different countries. You get different proportions of people responding. The same person might respond on one day and not on another. And it seems to come down to the fact that it's nothing to do with the actual placebo. There's nothing in a sugar pill. It's not going to do anything. It comes down to what a placebo means to you. So you're absolutely right. Your expectation does seem to be quite a key ingredient, not the only ingredient, but one of the ingredients. So generally in trials, if people are engaged with their treatment, they're optimistic about it, they have high expectations for it, they're more likely to have a placebo response. On the other hand, if you're told that a sugar pill is going to create a headache rather than ease it, it can have that response. If you're skeptical about a treatment, then you're probably less likely to have a placebo response. So it's all down to the meaning. Having said that, however, there is, although there is one class of placebo responses that work through these sort of conscious expectations and beliefs, there is another thing going on, sorry to complicate things, which is called a learned association. So something else that happens with the body is that if you take a pill, such as a painkiller, several times, your body learns the physiological response to that pill. If you later take a fake pill, you'll automatically have that same physiological response. And that kind of response has got nothing to do with your expectation. Doesn't matter what you know about the pill. You can know it's a sugar pill, and you will still have that response to it. So placebo responses seem to be a combination of these two things, one that has to do with your conscious expectation and one that has to do with just your body learning the response to that particular pill.
So we have a learned response, and with the learned response, you secrete the same things, and your brain shows the same changes as in the, quote, if you will, the placebo response. Is that right? The expectation
response.
Yeah,
that's right. And so the expectation-driven responses tend to be strongest for symptoms we experience, things like pain, nausea, fatigue, depression. They don't seem to be so effective for the sort of basic physiological processes of disease. But these learned responses affect all aspects of physiology that are controlled by the brain, so the cardiovascular system, hormone levels, and in particular immune responses. There's some very interesting work at the moment looking at whether we can learn the response to immunosuppressant drugs, for example, in organ transplant patients, people with autoimmune disease, allergies.
When we come back, Joe, I've got to break off now. When we come back after the break, we're going to talk more about CURE with Joe Marchand.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and this product is not intended to diagnose, cure, treat, or prevent any disease.
Awaken your mind with Exact, a new dietary supplement designed to help you gain a mental edge. Exact fuels your natural brain chemicals to unleash mental energy and stamina, providing the intense focus and drive you need to initiate important tasks and push through challenges. With Exact, you can think smarter, faster, and stronger, because Exact supports faster reaction time and memory recall with improved problem-solving skill and accuracy. Exact contains ingredients from traditional Chinese medicine and Indian Ayurvedic medicine. No synthetic drugs or chemicals. Exact is created from herbs that have been safely used by healers for thousands of years. Experience a new kind of energy, mental energy, and get the focus and breakthrough mental edge you need to succeed with Exact. Learn more about the science behind Exact, see what customers are saying, and try Exact 100% risk-free at ExactMind.com. That's the letter X, ACTMind.com. ExactMind.com.
Do you have a great idea for a radio show but have no idea where to start? Or have you been hosting a podcast for a while and want to take it to the next level? If so, you need the Gab Radio Network. To host a show on the Gab Radio Network, all you need is your voice, and we'll handle the rest. From technical engineering to full-service audio production and much more. Every show on the Gab Radio Network can be heard on our station on the TuneIn Radio app. Plus, we put all of our shows on our satellite, which is accessed by over 5,500 stations. And here's the best part. You can host from anywhere you want. There are many means to connect to the Gab Radio Network remotely, and our staff of highly trained engineers and producers will make you sound like you're right here in studio. So, if you want to be on the Gab Radio Network, the same network that hosts the Small Business Advocate, Radio MD, and The Federalist, send an email right now to sales@gabradionetwork.com. That's sales@gabradionetwork.com.
Whenever we talk about cancer, we always use the same word, someday. Someday there'll be a cure. Someday we won't lose the people we love. But when is someday? Someday is today. Thanks to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, hundreds of thousands diagnosed with blood cancer are today living a normal life. In the past 12 years, half the cancer therapies approved by the FDA were first approved for blood cancer patients, many with research supported by LLS. We are on the brink of life-changing breakthroughs. You can make these happen sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org. Help us make cures happen. Help us reach today sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org.
More than half of all Americans, including teenagers, don't drink enough water.
Waterlogged is a great app that will help you build good water habits
with customized tracking and personalized reminders.
Download Waterlogged from the iTunes App Store and start using your iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad to track and improve your water intake. Set your goals, record your consumption, and get Waterlogged's exclusive smart reminders to alert you when you're behind pace to meet your daily goal and when it's time to hydrate. Optimal water intake is a goal that you can successfully achieve, and it'll make a measurable impact on how you feel and your overall health,
because every system in your body depends on water.
People who use reminders are 5 times more likely to reach their goals consistently, so let Waterlogged help you stay on track. Waterlogged is compatible with Apple Health and Fitbit, so you can log your water with the best app in the App Store and get a full picture of your health in your favorite app.
Download Waterlogged from the App Store or visit waterlogged.com.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Michael Roizen, MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike. We're lucky enough to be talking with Joe Marchant, M-A-R-C-H-A-N-T. It's JoeMarchant.com is your website. But the book that we're talking about is a wonderful book called Cure, C-U-R-E, A Journey into the Science of Mind Over Body. It's published by Crown and available on Amazon as usual, and probably at many of the other bookstores too. The Science of Mind Over Body. Joe, what I want to get into now, we talked a little bit, by the way, in the earlier part, for those of you just turning in, about the placebo response and the importance of the placebo response and how it can be both a learned response and an expected response, and how those things actually change what's going on in your brain. Let me go into the field that Mehmet Oz and has tried to convince me, if you will, is the next area where we will have a breakthrough. And I've been a little skeptical on this just because I haven't seen it yet. And that is what he calls and what you call energy medicine. And if you will, Reiki is one of the examples of it, where people can transport their energy to someone next to them. And the studies with Reiki, as you point out beautifully in this book, and for those of the listeners, this is a really balanced, wonderful scientific treatment of this subject. But you point out that there is no better result than placebo with this. But that doesn't mean it doesn't work. It just means that placebos also work well. So talk to us about Reiki, would you?
Yeah, so my perspective on it is that generally in trials, you can compare Reiki healing against sort of fake healing where you've just got an actor who's kind of going through the motions, pretending to do it, perhaps while they're counting backwards in their head to make sure they don't inadvertently send any healing thoughts. You can compare the two and they are no different. But where I think that perhaps the conventional view on this has got it slightly wrong is that usually it's assumed from that, oh, Reiki's no better than placebo, therefore it can't help anybody, it's worthless, let's throw it out. But actually, alternative medicines like Reiki and acupuncture can be very effective in inducing large placebo responses that, as I've said, can trigger these biological changes in the brain that are very effective at easing patient symptoms, and in some trials can actually be better than conventional medicine. So things like pain, where drugs aren't that good, actually, but chronic pain, and there are downsides like side effects and addiction, you can have a situation where even though something is working no better than placebo, it's actually doing better than the drugs. So I would be cautious about alternative therapies that are based on sort of theoretical frameworks that aren't scientific. I don't think they are working in the way the therapists claim, because you can do a fake version of that therapy and it's just as good. But I do think they incorporate a lot of elements. So there's the expectation and the ritual of it probably really adds to that. There's also the social support and interaction with the therapist, which is another element that's been shown to be very important in placebo responses. The better the interaction with the person who's treating you, the better the patient outcomes usually. So I think all of these things are very important. And so if you're suffering from chronic pain, fatigue, depression, nausea, these symptoms, I think it could be useful. Just be wary of what the therapist is telling you about why it's working. What I think we really need to be doing is understanding those elements, those human elements of care, and studying them in an evidence-based way and working out, well, how can we incorporate those into conventional care rather than outsourcing all of this care to, you know, alternative therapists? Let's get that into our sort of main conventional medicine alongside all those other physical drugs and treatments so we get the best of both worlds.
Yeah, and as you can tell, since I'm from the Cleveland Clinic, we and do run the Wellness Institute and the Center for Integrative Medicine, and we use a lot of Chinese therapies as well as holistic psychotherapy and a lot of the alternative therapies you put in the book. We are trying to do the same thing at the clinic, which is using them together. Let me talk to you about, do you think there will end up being a genetic test for placebo responders, if you will? Will we learn, just like we are getting more precision, what we call precision medicine, finding out that, for example, lung cancer and colon cancer and prostate cancer and breast cancer have some similarities genetically that allow you to treat them better? Will we also find that out with placebo responders, that these people who have this genetics will respond much better, whether it's for pain or for something else?
Well, there are already some studies that are starting to identify genes that partly predict who is going to respond to placebo. What isn't really known yet is whether those genes will predict whether you would respond to any placebo or whether it's going to be different for pain, different for depression, different for Parkinson's disease, because there are different mechanisms behind placebo responses in all of these different conditions. There's not just one placebo response, there are many, as the researchers like to say. But it does seem that certainly your genes are going to be one thing that influences that. There are also some interesting studies looking at personality, which in turn might be partly affected by genes. So it used to be assumed that if you responded to placebo, you were probably neurotic, suggestible, but the researchers are finding that it's actually the opposite. It's optimistic, engaged people who are most likely to benefit from placebo responses, whereas neurotic, hostile people are actually least likely to respond.
Now, have you, and I don't want to give away too much of the book, have you had a chronic disease and used this in your own practice? I mean, use this for yourself? You've got some great stories in the book of people who have, obviously, but how about for you personally?
I'm lucky enough that I don't personally have a chronic disease. I did take placebos just for a headache to see what would happen, and the headache did go, but obviously my personal experience doesn't tell you anything in itself, but there are trials suggesting that you can sometimes take placebos and know it's a placebo and they'll still work. Mostly, though, I wanted to explore this by talking to patients who had been through different experiences with disease and tried these different approaches. So I met a woman who fractured her spine, for example, and had fake surgery, which healed the pain for her. I met another woman who had suffered from irritable bowel syndrome for more than 20 years until she took part in a trial with honest placebos where she knew it was a placebo and that worked for her. I met a man, a kidney transplant patient, who was using learned associations in a trial to try and suppress his immune rejection of that kidney to try and reduce drug doses. So I talked to a lot of different people in a lot of different situations, and then I try and link that with the trial results. So I'll tell personal stories and then also tell you how that fits with the scientific evidence.
Well, if you wanted to guess 5 years in the future, will we be doing a gene array on breast cancer? Will we be doing that on maybe finding out the placebo or the pain responses at the same time? Is that where pharmaceutical companies are going, do you think?
Possibly, yeah. I mean, I really do hope that we will be able to start incorporating these individual elements, because attitude...
Joe, let me stop you there and just say the book is Cure, C-U-R-E, joemarchant.com. Cure is a marvelous book. Get it.
It's Erica Spiegelman, host of Rewired Radio on Radio MD. My book, Rewired, provides a holistic, personalized treatment plan for addiction and an effective wellness plan for anyone who wants to make positive changes and end self-damaging behavior. In Rewired, we'll navigate addiction and all of life's challenges. Discover why Rewired gets 5-star reviews and has been called a breakthrough approach to addiction recovery and wellness. Order your copy of Rewired by me, Erica Spiegelman, at Amazon.com.
Great party, huh, guys?
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
it is.
This is
so
great.
Much fun.
Uh-huh.
I do say so myself. Hey, did you know that birthday parties actually help build confidence in kids?
Yeah, I did know that.
Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Right, of course.
Yeah, I knew that. Did you know that strollers have the right of way on sidewalks?
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, that's true. Did you know that friendly kids statistically have more friends?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, so obvious.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Think I knew that.
No, you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Packing for a trip? I know that many travelers like you wish there were more options to stay healthier and happier away from home. Enter Even Hotels with a wellness-savvy staff, a best-in-class fitness experience, healthier food choices, and natural, relaxing spaces. There's no excuse to miss your workout there with fitness options for core, cardio, and strength from their best-in-class athletic studio to the in-room training zone. Eat well while on the road with an abundance of simple, natural, good choices, including customized menu items,